Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. So let's talk about that a little bit. I am crucified with Christ. Was Paul actually crucified? Is that how he died? No, that is not how Paul died. According to history, that is not how Paul died. So that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about literally being crucified. And yet he says, I am crucified with Christ. What does he mean? What he means simply is my will, my way, my plan for my life, my intentions, my goals, how I live my life, how I function. I am crucified. My flesh is crucified with Christ. Crucifixion is a painful place, a restrictive place. Now, on one hand, Paul is teaching the grace of God, but he's also teaching us the responsibility of living a crucified life. Those things don't sound like that they blend well together, but they do blend quite well together. You will remember Romans 6, verse 1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So Paul's contention is that the old man is crucified with Christ. He's nailed up. He's nailed. The old man and all of his deeds. And with every nail that drove into that old life that I lived, is the removal of every curse that was contrary, every generational curse, every bondage, every guilt, all shame. That person that did that, that person that functioned like that, that person that did those things is nailed up, crucified with Christ. Crucified with Christ. So it's not just that Christ is crucified, but I am crucified. My will is crucified. I don't get to say everything I wanted to say. I don't get to do everything I wanted to do. I don't get to respond to you the way I would respond to you. I am crucified with Christ. He is talking about the value of living a restricted life. While the gospel is liberating, every liberty has responsibility. And just because I have grace and just because I'm liberated doesn't mean that I get to do my thing and that I get to go my own way and that I get to disregard God. I am crucified with Christ. I am restrained. The Spirit of the Lord constrains us. The Spirit of the Lord constrains us. Have you ever got ready to really let somebody have it and the Holy Spirit wouldn't let you really get them like you knew you could get them? Because I can get him good. He wouldn't let me, not in the full strength of how I wanted to get him. He said, no. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. I want you to get that picture in your mind, because if you just see the words and you don't get the picture, you don't really get the restraint. I am nailed up with Christ. Where I go, where I live, how I live, what I do, is always a reminder. There's always a nail somewhere holding me back from being who I used to be. You remember when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, Father, if it be thy will, pass this bitter cup from me. And then finally he says, not my will, but thine be done. When we forsake our will, we are crucified with Christ. Now, I believe this. I believe Calvary was settled in the Garden of Gethsemane before they ever drove a nail into his hand, before they ever pierced him in his side. When his will was crucified, it was over. After that, behold, Isaiah said, he goeth as a lamb to the shears, and he opened not his mouth. The yoke broke in the Garden of Gethsemane. Where the struggle was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Where the place of surrender was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Where the pressing was till Jesus sweated great drops of blood was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Where his friends and the disciples fell asleep was in the Garden of Gethsemane. All of that happened to bring him to a place of surrender. I surrender to you. I am crucified with Christ. Have you ever surrendered fully to Jesus? To really surrender, because a lot of Christians have never really fully surrendered your plans, and you're frustrated right now because God isn't doing what you told him to do. Hey, baby, you're not God's boss. You're not God's God. It's not God's job to do what you tell him to do. It's your job to do what God told you to do. And as soon as you understand that God is not some genie in your life to do whatever you want him to do, however you want him to do it, you begin to understand that he is the one that's telling you. And you have to live the crucified life. Doesn't mean you can't drive, can't move, can't have fun, can't enjoy your life, can't fraternize with people, can't enjoy your life, all of that. No. But it means that you're living a restricted life. And there's some level of restriction on your life. It means that you can't quit whenever you just want to quit because you want to quit. Because you're tired of those people and you don't feel like being bothered with them. I'm just going to quit. No, it's God, can I? If you want me to suffer this, if you want me to stay here, if you want me to endure this, then yes, I will. I am crucified with Christ. You don't hear that much today. When I was growing up, you heard that a lot. You don't hear many preachers preach about that. That doesn't get a lot of shout. That doesn't get a lot of dancing. That doesn't get a lot of offer. I am crucified with Christ. It's so important. It includes our morality. It includes our integrity. But it also goes deeper than that. It also goes down to a surrendered life. Not my will, but thine be done. I surrender my plans. I surrender what I had in mind for my life. I surrender what I was going to do. I surrender what I was going to say. All of that, I nailed it to the cross with Christ. So whatever you have for me, I'm now ready to do, because the old me and all of his ambitions and all of his proclivities and all of his insecurities and all of his uncertainties, I'm counting it as dead. I am crucified with Christ. That's the first thing Paul says. And yet he's writing a letter. And while he's writing a letter to a church that he's trying to keep in a straight and narrow path of a clear understanding of what it really means to be a Christian, he's writing to them from a cross. He's writing to them from a cross, not literally so, but spiritually so. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Okay? Now I want that to sink into your spirit, because that's my first point, that we are crucified with Christ.